Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Hi, welcome to Nerd Talk Plus. We're back! Yeah! It's our weekly, usually weekly deeper dive into the stories that make this world nerdier from Nerd Talk. I'm your host, Gregor. He's been a managing editor at Odyssey. Now just a guy misshaving his mustache in Spokane. He's Brandon from the internet.
I thought I did a good job, and then I get in the mirror here, and I look like a certain dictator from a certain bad era. Yeah. And it's not the one with the really cool mustache, let me just tell you that.
So, hi. Neither of us is a scientist, engineer, or prepared, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong, or possibly... once in a while, even, right? Also, if you could, tell a friend, or if you're listening to this on demand, if you could write a review, or just holler at us with your answer to this episode's question of the week.
Yeah, this episode's question of the week is, which movie do people think of when they think about you?
This comes from a text message conversation that we had back and forth that started to lead me to believe that people probably make weird associations with you. So we'll get to that here in just a minute. Yesterday morning was supposed to be the initial test flight of Elon Musk's new Super Pringles can wrapped in tinfoil. That's what it looks like on the rocket stand.
Yeah.
It's the SpaceX Starship, which is the vehicle that they're using to someday get humans and other junk, like probably giraffes, to other worlds, like the moon, or to Mars, would be one of the ideas.
It's funny, whenever we're invaded by aliens in all of the movies, it's always like the one species that invades you, right? It's like the primary species of that planet that invades you. So like when... I almost said Americans, but probably when humans invade some other planet, American humans, to be specific, to find their oil, invade some other planet, it'd be really, really trippy for like the people who are being invaded, or like the alien species that's being invaded, to be like have a bunch of humans storming off of this like ship, and then like a few giraffes behind them.
Some tigers.
It's just like a platypus just like rolling down the ramp and being like, what is this planet?
Yeah, it is always just represented by whatever the warriors are, I guess.
Yeah, or it would look like the humans, like this invading species, had gone to other planets to collect other species and then come to your planet.
Like the Predator.
Yeah, except it's just like all of these things from the same planet.
It'd be cool if like, you know, you said giraffes and I said tigers. But obviously, you couldn't have those two things running down the ramp at the same time because one would eat the other.
And so right.
That would probably blow their mind. The humans are here to do that. But also, some of the other things are just eating each other.
Just like, actually, if I were ever to be the human that is like going to another planet to invade, it wouldn't be to like dominate or steal the resources. It'd be to bring an elephant, or not an elephant, to be, yeah probably that, to bring a tiger and a giraffe and just like have them get eaten and be like, you guys see this? Isn't this weird?
Or send it to eat the locals. <It's> like, let's see Venusians versus tigers, go. It's like that game where you're like, okay, I got three Godzillas, and how many you know, Italian chefs could fight, would it take to defeat them or whatever?
it's the question of, would you rather fight like 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck? It's like, would you rather fight 15 Italian chefs or one tiger?
Yeah, and we'll just keep sending stuff at them to see what works. The views on YouTube will be through the roof.
Sending the starship to Venus is just all about YouTube views. It's actually just to increase Elon's Twitter views.
since artificially doing it isn't working well enough, right?
Right.
Well, the thing was supposed to take off, but some sort of like valve froze or something like that, and it couldn't do it today. And big bummer at my house, or yesterday, big bummer at my house because the kid has watched all of the test flights of the part that's supposed to go on after it gets to space. And he loves the part where they kind of land and then they explode. Like, he like is crazy for Starship. But now this is the first time they're going to put the main rocket, the booster underneath it, that has like 27 of its own engines on there. And it's the most powerful rocket ever to launch once it happens. But they're filling it full of fuels and stuff, and they have to get the fuels back out as soon as they could turn it around. It was 48 hours, so maybe tomorrow we'll see a launch if they get the problem sorted. But if they're anything like NASA, then it'll be like 6 months from now. But they're a little more fluid than NASA.
I feel like they've set themselves a little bit. They don't have to deal with all the like government regulations and, you know, safety protocol.
So,
yeah, and like not putting giraffes on rockets.
Yeah, like if anyone's gonna do it too, like I wish we could. Man, put something cool in one of those and send it up.
I mean, like the Russians at least put like a dog.
Yeah,
you know, and it's like, okay, like
we put
okay,
some chimps,
like,
think a little,
you can think a little bit more outside the box here. Like, okay, chimpanzee, we're getting there, you know, like there's probably a spectrum of like animals that make sense to put on rockets.
Question of the week: which animal would be best in space?
My gut says octopus.
Yeah. I saw someone ask a question. It was either to Neil deGrasse Tyson or to Brian Cox, Professor Brian Cox. And it was don't you think octopus is alien? They're so weird. And they were like, it's 99% the same DNA as a human. There's Whoa. Like the differences are so minute. They just have adapted to another environment or whatever, an ecology.
This is probably going to sound terrible, but it's like, I know a lot of people.
No, let's brag. Go
this way. I know a lot of people, and they're going to invade Venus. I know 15 Italian chefs. but basically, you know, like I know a few different people who are pregnant right now, and there's a part of the during the pregnancy period where you're going to get different tests and genetic tests and things like that done. To make sure that while the baby is in utero, that it's healthy and whatever. And if it's not healthy, or if there's some sort of genetic abnormality, you know, they can catch it early and prepare for it for when the baby is born, or if they need to
prepare for it. Yeah,
yeah. whatever that might look like. But imagine if this is true about octopuses being 99%. Shared DNA with humans, if it was like, hey, so your baby doesn't have the trisomy 21 chromosome or whatever it might be, it's actually this other thing, it's actually an octopus. It'd be a lot easier to deliver.
It's a girl.
It's a girl.
A girl octopus.
It's a girl octopus.
I wonder if it was just Wait, they're born in eggs, right? They don't they have like squid eggs and octopus like,
sort of, like yeah, shell probably. Things? I think so. That seems right.
They're cephalopods, is that what they're called?
Mm-hmm.
Or octopods or something?
I think cephalopod.
Yeah, because that just comes squirting out and then it, it rips out from the egg and then it's like, I'm an octopus. You're like, ah!
Still has to breastfeed.
Tentacles just craft all over. Man, there's a whole genre of pornography that people are like missing out on right now, I think. To the internet!
This already exists, I'm sure.
If it doesn't, you want to make a quick buck, dude? Like, I think we could. Who do we know that could draw? Call John Manley!
Starting our Octofans.
Yeah.
Can't sell feet pics, though.
Sucker pics.
I think they already sell those.
Hey, you know how people do cupping where they like get the cups and then they
yeah
I'm not convinced that actually does anything other than give you hickeys, but imagine if you like employed the octopus to do that. You have tentacle marks all over your back and stuff.
It's child labor.
Well, let it grow up. I mean,
yeah, okay.
What's the maturation of an octopus? How long does it take before it's considered not child labor?
Oh, yeah, good question. You know? How? Oh, actually, I'm not going to ask Google. I'm going to ask ChatGPT.
Screw you, Google.
Yeah, ChatGPT won't put me on any weird octopus porn lists.
Hey, make sure you keep that open too. I want to ask it a question later on.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what other animals, like, what are the things that are advantages when you're in space if you're up there? Like, I imagine that an octopus with its ability to, like, grab onto stuff and its life in water.
I was thinking that. I was also thinking, like, the ability to propel itself.
Does it have, like, little octopus farts or something like that? And it's like,
well, yeah. I mean, like, the whole idea of when it's underwater, the whole idea of the squid or the ink. Thing is them shooting out all of that ink and then using it to propel them away from the predator or whatever it is.
Oh man, like the predator, like
yeah, from the predator. It's actually just a tiger wearing a predator mask.
How many octopus would you need to defeat a tiger?
Okay, I'm going to Google that next or ChatGPT. How old is an octopus? Let's ask it this way. When is an octopus legal?
It's not gonna get that.
No, it didn't. Something went wrong.
An adult. Say an adult.
Yeah. I gotta refresh it. When is an octopus considered eligible to have sex? Adult.
It's like, what state?
Octopus are considered adults when they reach sexual maturity. Okay, I get
that. At what age is that, ChatGPT?
Between 6 months and 3 years of age. So there's kind of a big window there.
So about 6 months, though, you can get away with it, right? Because there's like precedence.
Octopus would it take to beat a tiger in a fight?
It's like, I have no way of knowing this.
It's not... Okay, ChatGPT. See, this is... It's impossible to determine how many octopus it would take to beat a tiger in a fight, as it's not a fair or realistic scenario. I like how it starts with, like, the fairness of the scenario. Like, we all know this isn't a fair fight, despite the fact that it's not even realistic.
Is the tiger in water or the octopus on land? No! They have special suits, obviously. Either one. The Mon Calamari exists on planets. This is another fictional response.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that was really interesting. Have you kept up with The Mandalorian at all?
I'm one behind.
It's really bad, first of all, in my opinion. Like, this whole season has just been so bad.
Oh, wow.
But the episode where there's, like, an interspecies relationship between the Mon Calamari and, like, the squid lady.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty crazy.
Quarren, is that what they're called?
Yeah. I mean, I guess there's, like, all sorts of, like, interspecies relationship in the show. Like,
if you're not going to show how they do it, then I'm not interested in it, okay?
Exactly. It's like, okay, it's one thing to say that, like, Jabba and Leia did it, but, like...
Show it!
Let's see how it works. for science. Come on, it's not like a perverse thing. It's just like, what's the point?
Someone please animate that for our OnlyFans, please.
No, I'm sure that exists.
I dare you to Google it.
And they have a baby octopus?
Yeah, okay, so octopus is a pretty good answer, I think. I'm trying to think, like, I was thinking sloth because they could hold on to stuff, but like if once they came loose, it would be such a disaster. They'd be so bad at it. I don't even think humans are really that adept at it, right? I guess you figure it out pretty quick.
Well, I think like an octopus is perfect because like you're spot on with the arms, right? Like to be able to reach out and grab on to...
And then suction cup.
And then suction... Yeah, exactly. And the fact that they have no bones... seems like it would be good, because isn't that a whole thing with space, is like the lack of gravity allows the humans to kind of extend like the
Wait,
joints
what?
Between the joints, not like
you,
they
sorry.
Become like Inspector Gadget. No, but like the space between their joints gets a little bit longer, and so they gain actually a little bit of length when they're in space. Nice.
Sign me up.
But the air pressure is so bad that they can't get boners. But no, and then they come back to Earth and get arthritis probably. No, I bet you there's like some pain that comes along with the fact
because your muscles shift and then you get back and you're not set up for it. Yeah
it's like my bicep is in between my shoulder now.
The autofill for Google when I said have we ever sent an octopus, and it says to Mars.
It's like, why would we send anything to Mars?
That's the top thing?
Except for that dude that Elon killed and put in a Tesla on top of a rocket and sent it to Mars. That's the only person we've sent to Mars.
That would be so cool if he had done that. Not for that dude or their family, but like...
Right. I always want... That's his SpaceX. That's his, like, X that he put into space.
What's that chick that he, like, knocked up and then they had that baby?
I want to say Halsey, but I know that's not... Grimes? Grimes.
Yeah. Have we ever sent an octopus to Mars, to space, to the moon, to Neptune, to laugh? What?
Have we ever made an octopus laugh?
It's like, I'm subscribed to Nerd Talk Plus. They gave me octopus a lot of time this week. Okay, have we ever sent it to space, though?
Let's see. If we...
NASA sends squid from Hawaii into space for research. All right. Well, why NASA keeps sending squid into space? This is like apparently a thing.
It's like, stop, NASA. It's to satisfy the demands of the Mon Calamari diet.
10 years ago, NASA actually sent squid into space. Last month, it did so again. This is in 2021. I'm reading at sciov.fi, whatever that means. I'm sure it's totally legit. Send humans back to Mars and back to the moon and on to Mars. Wow, the experience of these spacefaring cephalopods may prove vital to keeping an astronaut healthy. What? Like, are we going to cover our bodies in squids and then go there? Like, anyway. This has turned into something.
I actually asked ChatGPT if an octopus... First, I had to specify if we filled a space shuttle with water... and then put an octopus in it and send it to space, would it do well?
The space shuttle was retired in 2012.
It's like, even if we were to fill a space shuttle with water, it's unlikely that an octopus would do well. While water would provide a medium for the octopus to move and breathe, other environmental factors in space would make it very difficult for an octopus to survive. Lack of gravity and buoyancy in space would make it difficult to orient itself. They also rely on their skin to change color and texture for camouflage, but it may not function properly in low gravity environment.
They've
evolved to live under the pressure of water, and because the pressure in space is a near vacuum, it would cause damage to their tissues. So,
only take them up then.
This is like, this is where you have to like get super specific with ChatGPT, right? Like, you have to be like, okay, if we sent a rocket to space, a space shuttle to space, because it's gonna be like, the octopus would turn into calamari in the flames of the blah blah blah.
You if
like,
I brought batter,
no. If I filled the space shuttle up with so much water that it was so pressurized that it simulated, and then it's like, well, then you're just sending it. You're just recreating the environment of the ocean for the octopus, so it doesn't matter that it's in space.
I just Googled, has anyone done it with an octopus? Well, no, that's not what I said.
You know who you should ask? My brother, who lives in Enumclaw.
What's the Enumclaw of the sea? That's what I need to know.
It's like there's Atlantis, and then there's like, oh, we've got this place.
I had sex with an octopus, and it was all over me, says a story at medium.com. No. I'm just gonna go.
Yeah, let's not. An octopus baby.
And welcome back to the internet. Okay, well, moving on. People in Japan, they just aren't making babies like they used to. Japan saw, and this must be so significant, they saw a nearly 5% decrease, despite what it says on the sheet, 5% decrease in births in 2023 alone. That's like a massive drop-off. It does confirm that almost 800,000 people are guaranteed to have done it, so nice. But that means 5%, I can't do that math or whatever, but a 5% drop brought them below 800,000 for like the first time since they've been keeping records, that they expected to happen, but not for like another decade.
Wow.
I say we just send them all of Sacramento to offset it. Just like, here you go. Then I was reminded that I like Japan and I wouldn't do something that mean to them. So, yeah.
Just, what are you, a Sacramentonian?
Sacramento. Anyway.
Yeah, but not Japan. We like Japan.
Yeah.
What would be like the most Japan-like culture? It'd probably be like Seattle or like the Pacific Northwest.
No,
right?
We send them like Finland or something like that.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, like people, yeah. I was thinking like of it from the private, US if we were gonna.
Oh, yeah. Probably Ballard.
Yeah. People that like don't want to talk to each other.
Enjoy fishing for whales and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, Ballard.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Ballard. Okay.
I'll get a boat. We'll send them.
Yeah. And they like to have sex. So perfect. Too many people in Ballard.
The numbers, like I said, I reached this low 10 years sooner than expected. And I guess the timing feels pretty appropriate, despite Japan freaking out about it, because AI is about to take everyone's jobs. So, like, Japan figured out how to future-proof themselves. Like, yeah, you can't take the jobs away if there's no one to do them. Like,
oh, yeah. You can't fire me. I quit.
Yeah, I quit making babies or whatever. I feel like this is a huge opportunity. I feel like we talked about this recently, maybe, but it's like a huge opportunity for like people who want to bang it out to like go to Japan and like start laying some eggs, you know, like
some little octopus.
Yeah.
Little octopus.
Is it going to come down to that? Are they going to be like, you know, I think it'll probably be like specifically women, or just like, if you want to come be fertile here and, you know, and have free healthcare, then like do it.
Yeah. I think it's funny because sex work is already a very open, almost like an open secret in Japan, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's something that it's a pretty significant part of.
I am looking to supplement my income, so
there you go. Can you have children? Can you bear babies?
I can make them.
Perfect. But then you end up with this lack of little babies coming out of that, because they probably are trying not to. That's like they're working very hard not to make those babies happen. But then you like also hear these stories of Japanese man marries AI doll.
Marries pillow.
Right, yeah, pillow that is filled with AI, and then like 3 years later, it's like software company that makes the personality for that character folds.
No, this man offers updates.
This man's wife effectively dead.
Yeah, it's you know, around the world in the first world, I read this book 10 years ago, but I don't think that there's a single first world nation that whose. What do you call that? Like their reproductive rate is
higher than one or two.
Yeah. Or that's going up at all. They're all on the decline. And so Japan just happens to be out in front of it. And it's like going to Japan and seeing how sad everyone was and like how obliged they were to like save face and everything and how hard they all seemed to work. I'm generalizing wildly, but it's like, that's what it felt like. It's like, I could see how it'd be really hard to like get set up to like find a spouse and
think about this.
That. when you can stay at home and play your, you know, PlayStation 5 or whatever.
Even in countries where they make it very easy to have children, they even have a decline in birth rate.
Yeah. Right.
So that's where I like to, I would like to think that, like, you know, the soccer team that I support just fell under a lot of fire because of the sponsor that they chose for their jerseys, a Catholic health company that doesn't have, they don't, like, you know, they don't support abortions, they don't support trans health and things like that. And then I'm over here angry about the fact that, among other things, that it costs so much damn money from this same Catholic company to have a baby there, right? And then on top of that, then you have to pay for the child for the rest of its life. And it's like, it's hard. It's expensive and sacrificial to have a kid, right? And it's not for everybody. I understand why there's a decline in birth rates, right? Yeah. But then I'm like, okay, but even in the countries where they, like, if you, there's this really great book that I half read called The Scandinavian, or is it the Nordic Theory of Everything? And this author talks about how she's specifically from Finland, but mm-hmm. she talks about how kind of all of the Nordic countries and by extension Scandinavian countries as well kind of do things very similarly, where they, like, really set parents up for having children and not having to worry about the financial burden or even the emotional burden that it could be having a kid, just because the way that they approach child rearing in that country.
Yeah.
In all of those countries. And how I'm like, man, that would be so easy, because it's almost like you get to have a kid and then not think about it.
Yeah, right.
And unless it comes out as an octopus, then you have a whole host of another
issues. Gotta get building that tank.
Yeah. And then sending it to space. but yeah, I mean, it's like even in these countries they're having a hard time. So, like, what is it? What do you that maybe they're also being like, well, the AI is going to take their job, so let's not make them so they can't have a job.
I want to know, and I'll be silly about it, but I want to know someone to draw the correlation between, like, availability of porn and decline in people wanting to have kids. And by that, you know, replace porn with, like, entertainment. Just, sure, like, yeah, our ability to stay entertained without just being like, I'm bored, let's bang. Or, like, yeah, I'm bored, let's get out and find someone to bang. I can take care of that here and with, you know, on my smartphone or whatever, and then be like, well, that impulse is gone, so let's now go do everything I've always wanted to do, however I want, with whomever I want. And so, as the technology increases, are we actually, is our desire to reproduce declining?
Mm. Yeah, it's like our access to other forms of entertainment, like you said.
Yeah.
Our distraction, it's just distractions from essentially our instinctual call to reproduce. Yeah.
I think about this a lot, where we try to talk about how much we could move the ball forward and how we can, like, it's basically people who want to be very progressive, which I include myself in, you're working against 10,000 generations of humanity, and there's, like, a lot of, like, cultural, generational, it's not trauma necessarily, but generational hand-me-downs of behavior that you're trying to overrun, where we were, like, just a few hundred years ago, we were, like, bashing people over the head and then, you know, and then giving them our seed or whatever. Like,
yeah.
I mean, as far back as a few generations ago, that was still happening in places. And but then as, I think the only way to stop that from happening is to fulfill us with enough distractions that we don't need to do that. But then it also kind of, like, takes away from our drive to do the things that we intrinsically as animals should be doing, or should is probably not the right word, but whatever. I don't want anyone to, like, be out bashing heads and, you know,
in order
pillaging.
To, if you think, like, the prime directive is to continue your species, right? Like, that's, like, ingrained in our, I don't know, I mean, like, you could get all ethical and cultural and like, you know, philosophical about it, but, like, realistically, you're right, like, it comes down to the animalistic nature of being humans. It's like the prime directive is to continue making humans and, like, to continue the humanity forward. And like,
and 99% of our time on Earth has been something else. And so we're in like this 1% where we're trying to like stop being like that, and it's gonna be tough. Okay, I know we gotta go here in a second, Brandon, but I do wanna get to the question of the week.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
So, question of the week.
Question of the week is... the question of the week is when people, which movie, question of the week, which movie do people think of when they think of you?
It's funny because you brought up thinking about the movie War Games from the 1980s with Matthew Broderick and Ally Sheedy. I had such a huge crush on her as a teenager watching a movie from 10 years before, right? And so that's one that comes up, and then we've laughed about it from time to time. Like when you're on Bainbridge Island, you see one of the roads is named the same from the movie, and it's like supposed to have taken place in Seattle, and
yeah,
despite being filmed in mostly in Los Angeles,
yeah,
with some location stuff here. But it's a movie that I never think about, and then you were like, "Oh, I was thinking of you about War Games," and I was like, "How did that stick? What is it about that film that sticks?" And so I started thinking about other things, like people think about the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah,
I get a lot of like people sending me Rubik's Cube stuff. I don't know what else it would be. I'm sure Nerd Talk probably has some things like that. But then you offered your own.
Like the movie that I think of. Yeah, I mean, I have like multiple people who, when they see anything related to Short Circuit, they send it to me, and I'm like, yeah. I mean, it was a significant movie for me growing up. Like,
yeah,
it was so, weirdly, it was like the movie I always watched if we ever did like a sleepover at my grandma's house. It was like always, it was like Short Circuit, and then we would play Duck Hunt.
Yeah, I can relate.
And so I'm like, yeah, I mean, but then I hadn't even thought about it.
So your grandma was like a 13-year-old boy.
yeah. She's the main character in Ready Player One. So like Short Circuit, but like, I'm trying to think of like, the other things. It's funny because, I listened to this podcast. I don't fully agree with it, but I listened to this,
this one that we're doing right now. Or?
Yeah. This one. I don't think we can have octopuses as babies. no, but this guy was talking about how your sense of self is mainly dictated by other people's thoughts about you. And I don't fully agree with the premise, because he's basically saying all of these other people's beliefs are what identify you. And I was like, I still think that there's a certain sense of your own thought about who you are that generates your kind of,
yeah.
I think you are influenced by those outside factors about like, people think I will react this way, so I will, you know? So I think that, but even that is a sense of your own perception of you. Anyway, that's all besides the point. And it got me thinking about like, what do people, it's one thing for people to tell you what they think about you. Hey, I think you're funny. I think that you're smart. I think that you're interesting. Versus like, they send you a meme about Short Circuit, or they send you that stupid Jimmy Fallon video with him and Paul Rudd doing a thing called Teeny Weeny Beanie, and they send it to me because apparently I always wear beanies that are teeny weeny. And I'm like, really? This is my brand?
There was a guy that this is not going to go over well, but there was a guy that used to work in the Starbucks in our work building.
Yeah.
And it was after you stopped working there, and he always was like pretty high, it seemed like, and like was not very efficient, but he always had on like a red or like a brick red colored beanie, too small of a beanie, I guess.
Yeah.
And had the same complexion as you. And so one time I came back from getting a coffee, and I was supposed to meet with our friend Leslie, and I was just running late, and I was like, hey, sorry I'm late. I was dealing with Slow Brandon downstairs. And she was like, I know exactly who you're talking about. Like, it was like, that schema that we drew upon was like perfectly accurate.
Yeah. And I think it's fun. It's like, there's a perception that you have about yourself, that you will never be able to see you how other people see you, so you get these glimpses from other people of like the who you are that other people have. And like, people see that I wear small hats, people see that, I mean, like you I would say that you have this perception of yourself as well, but like, you love like dinosaurs and Rubik's Cubes and like all of these things, and so when people see those things, they're like, ha, Greg, you know. And like, people who talk to me about the Sounders, you know, like people that will come out of the woodwork who I haven't talked to in forever and be like, oh, you see what the Sounders freaking blew it against the Timbers? And I'm like, yeah, I don't believe in love anymore.
Did you turn it off in the 80th minute? Yes.
Yeah, I did.
I gave it a real cool Keith, a full 82.
I went and played FIFA as the Sounders against the Timbers and still wasn't able to win because I suck.
Yeah, I start to think about these things like, what are the, probably Star Wars is probably like your close friends and family, probably, like, you mentioned The Mandalorian. You're, like, one of the people I would talk to about seeing that late. You know what I mean? Like, if I know someone who's, like, probably maybe not caught up, that's who it is. And then, yeah, and then I have a friend who's, like, if it's anything that has ever mentioned Star Wars ever before, it's, like, he's seen it and sent it to me already, so... Yeah, I don't know. It's just something to think about. I don't think I really have much of an answer, but I think it's just a thing for people listening to think about. Like, what's the film or show that when it comes on, people think of you?
What's funny for both of us is, like, that movie isn't... It's not something that you're like, oh, let's talk about War Games, right? Yeah. Let's make my entire personality about the time I watched Short Circuit and, like, so let me quote Short Circuit all the time.
I think that there's something about that, like, I got a dinosaur tattoo, and the guy at the gas station the other day was like, so you just, like, love dinosaurs, or did you do it for a kid? And I was like, I do like dinosaurs, but I just really liked this art. And I was, like, so taken back by it that he, like, reduced it to just this, like, simple dichotomy of, like, is it one of these two things? And I was like, why does it have to be my whole identity?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't, like... The world is not black and white. It is, like, gray, and there's, like, you can just have interests, even fleetingly.
Yeah.
That and if it connects with somebody, then that's really cool that you're like, oh, like, I would never, if you were like, let's watch a movie, I would never choose War Games.
Yeah.
But, like, in your mind, somehow those neurons connected, and it's just a thing. Yeah. I would choose it if it was, like, on a list, but I would never just be like, what are you going to watch right now? I'd be like, I don't know any films.
Yeah, you're like, I haven't seen anything ever.
Okay, so you have ChatGPT open still? I know you got to go, but, like...
It's open.
Can you ask it, if I like the movie War Games, can you recommend another film?
If I like the movie War Games, can you recommend another film?
I want to see how well this works, because I've been using...
If it says Short Circuit, I'm going to crap myself. Oh, this is silly. If you enjoy the movie War Games, you might also like The Terminator.
I do like The Terminator.
I know you do. You also might like The Matrix.
Okay, well.
Ex Machina.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And all three of these films deal with the potential risks and consequences of technology, and they offer a mix of action, suspense, and thought-provoking themes that may appeal to the fan of War Games.
Now do Short Circuit. Okay.
If I like the movie Short Circuit, can you recommend another film? It's gonna be like Wall-E.
I bet you will.
Batteries Not Included.
Yeah.
Lovable Quirky Robots. Wall-E was number two. Which is funny, because there's, like, such different movies. I mean, very similar. And then the last one is Chappie, which I still actually haven't seen.
Oh, I want to see that too. We should both see it and then report back on it and do a movie review for a film that came out 5 years ago.
It's just the Better Late Than Never podcast.
Oh, then we should start talking about the Sounders on our other one, if that's the case.
Man, I can't believe they crashed out of the Champions League.
Okay, well, I asked ChatGPT to teach me counterpoint for music, because I'm going to make an album. Okay. And I took some counterpoint in college, and I've forgotten it all, but I like it. And it was like, yeah, I'll do that. And it, like, started teaching me a course in counterpoint. But we ran into a problem, is that it won't supply any kind of graphics. It's only language. And so it's like, check out this chart for what I'm talking about. And then it just provides me with a broken link. And I was like, well, you can't offer a chart that doesn't do anything. Like, what? And so... I'm gonna see if I can't fine tune it to figure out how to make it do it. But I think I'm gonna try and teach myself something using ChatGPT. So I'll report back.
I'm gonna just watch Chappie, I think.
ChatGPT. How do I watch Chappie?
Chappie GPT. Nerd talk,
talking about nerd talk, yeah. Thanks for listening to Nerd Talk Plus every Tuesday at 10 a.m. on the Odyssey app, where just by listening, you have a chance to win stuff right now. Just for being logged onto the Odyssey app, you could be winning tickets to see Weezer. I don't know how I pulled out this stat and am able to talk about it, but it is relevant. So here we are. All week.
Ask me about Chappie if you see me.
Chappie GPT.
Chappie GPT. Chappie GPTP sounds way better. That's like, it's R2-D2's South African cousin. Chappie GPTP. If I could do a South African accent, I without absolutely embarrassing myself, like the time I tried to make a goat sound.
That's it.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, well, I asked ChatGPT to teach me counterpoint for music because I'm going to make an album. Okay. And I took some counterpoint in college and I've forgotten it all, but I like it. And it was like, yeah, I'll do that. And it like started... It just started teaching me a course in counterpoint. But we ran into a problem is that it won't supply any kind of graphics. It's only language. And so it's like, check out this chart for what I'm talking about. And then it just provides me with a broken link. And I was like, well, you can't offer a chart that doesn't do anything. Like, what? And so I'm gonna see if I can't fine-tune it to figure out how to make it do it. But I think I'm going to try and teach myself something using ChatGPT. So...
yeah,
I'll report back.
I'm going to just watch Chappie, I think.
ChatGPT, how do I watch Chappie?
Chappie GPT. Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk,
yeah! Thanks for listening to Nerd Talk Plus every Tuesday at 10 a.m. on the Odyssey app, where just by listening, you have a chance to win stuff right now. Just for being logged onto the Odyssey app, you could be winning tickets to see Weezer. I don't know how I pulled out this stat and am able to talk about it, but it is relevant. So here we are. Yeah, all week.
Ask me about Chappie if you see me.
ChappieGPT.
ChappieGPT. ChappieGPTP sounds way better. That's like, it's R2-D2's South African cousin. ChappieGPTP. If I could do a South African accent, I without absolutely embarrassing myself, like the time I tried to make a goat sound.
That's it.